How to Certainly Know the Plans God Has for You, written by John Upchurch and read by Stephen Sanders. Today's Bible verse is Jeremiah 29:11. For I know the plans I have for you, declares the Lord, plans to prosper you and not to harm you, plans to give you hope and a future. All around the prophet Jeremiah, the whole world seemed to be falling apart. His home, his nation, his people. Everything continued to slip away. But right in the midst of this dark time, God gave a promise that still fills us with hope today. Perhaps you've come face to face with the sorrow that Jeremiah felt. Perhaps you too know what it's like to see everything fall apart all around you. You know the pain, the uncertainty. But do you know the promise? God gave this pledge to the people of Israel who lived in exile, but it's no less true to any of us who follow Jesus. He does have a plan and purpose for us that, while not always easy, is assuredly for our good and His glory. So, how can we know this plan He has for us, and how can we walk confidently in it? Here are three ways. The first way is to listen up. Before God gave this famous promise, He warned the people of Israel not to listen to false voices. The same is true for you. All around, you'll hear advice from a number of sources about what your purpose is, why you're here on earth, and how to overcome challenges. In fact, all these voices can be deafening. But knowing the plans God has for you means listening to the one who has them. You need to make time in your daily life to stop and read God's word and speak to Him. That's the only way you can navigate the cacophony of opinions that come barreling at you. When you know your Creator and His voice, you can hear Him above the noise. The more you grow accustomed to His word, the more confident you'll feel in His guidance through the Holy Spirit. Action step: make margin in your life for prayer and Bible study. You need to hear God's voice above the roar of the world. Second, keep your head up. God spoke this passage to the people of Israel who had been dragged away in exile far from their homes. They faced some very tough times, but He didn't want the former loss to be their focus. Instead, He wanted them to focus on the future hope. And the same is true for you. When you face challenges, you'll want to quit or change directions. But if you've been spending time listening to God, challenges don't necessarily mean that you need to throw in the towel. In fact, it could very well be the challenges themselves that prepare you for God's purpose in your life. When officials tossed the Apostle Paul into prison, he didn't take that as a sign that he should pack it up and return home. He used the opportunity to sing praises and witness to the jailer and his family. If your children seem like they're running farther and farther from Christ, if your marriage isn't getting any better, if no job is opened up, don't let those circumstances drag you down. Look for opportunities to shine the light of Christ even more. Ask God to keep molding you through the trials. Keep believing that God is up to something, even if you can't see it. After all, God's purpose for our lives often leads us through the valley to refine us. Action step: if you're in the heart of a bad situation, take a moment to pray about and look for opportunities that God may have for you. Take stock of how God is using this tough time to change you. And third, look up to the cross. God gave an amazing promise to the Israelites of Jeremiah's day. Jeremiah 29:13 says, "You will seek me and find me when you seek me with all your heart." Not long afterward, God would fulfill all the promises He'd made to them. You see, from Genesis 3:15 to the exile into Babylon and their later return, God had been telling them of a Savior, a promised one, a Messiah. And God wanted His people to remember that He would fulfill His word to them. In our case, all of God's plans and promises for our lives begin with the cross. Our purpose on this earth starts at Calvary with the death of Jesus and proceeds to the tomb with His resurrection. As a Christian, we're here to share the good news in all that we do. That's at the heart of what God intends for us. And His purpose will never take you away from being ambassadors of His grace. So any plan God has for you will start and end with Jesus. You have the opportunity to share good news about Him in whatever situation God intends for you. One last action step. Take inventory of your goals and aspirations. Is Jesus at the center of them? If not, or you're not sure, ask God to help you keep the cross in sight.
Hey everyone, thanks for listening to Your Daily Bible Verse, a production of the Salem Web Network. If you enjoyed what you heard today, we'd love for you to head over to iTunes and rate and review our podcast. It really does help people find us. This episode was produced by our managing editor, Kelly Givens, and recorded and edited by Stephen Sanders. Be sure to come back tomorrow as we examine more of God's Word.
Christmas. For most kids, it's the most joyful time of the year. But this Christmas, 1.5 million children will spend the holiday separated from a parent because their mom or dad is behind bars. Prison Fellowship Angel Tree needs churches in our communities to volunteer to bless local children with a gift, the gospel, and a loving message from their parent. I believe this is an incredible opportunity for our listeners to share the love of Jesus this Christmas. Many of Prison Fellowship's partner churches continue ministry to local Angel Tree families after Christmas is over. Through this ongoing care, Prison Fellowship Angel Tree strengthens and encourages families every day. Angel Tree wouldn't be possible without the help of faithful volunteers. If you're ready to make an eternal impact in your community, please register today at angeltree.org/church. That's angeltree.org/church.
Miracles are everywhere.
Let our adventure begin!
Discover PureFlix, your premium streaming service where faith and family values come home.
Ready to have some fun?
The most exclusive selection of quality, wholesome movies and series that will uplift your spirit.
A man can argue whether God exists, but when he looks at his daughters, he knows.
With new arrivals every week.
Unbelievable.
Save big and enjoy the possibilities, like invitations to exclusive theatrical screenings.
I see it, so I believe it.
Find out more by joining today at PureFlix.com.
No matter what you're going through, you are not alone. Sis, if you've experienced pain in your father-daughter relationship, I want you to know that you are loved and seen. I'm Kia Stevens, host of the Hope for Women with Father Wounds podcast, and I created my show to help you exchange your father wounds for the love of God the Father. Join me for encouragement, wisdom, and scripture. Just search Hope for Women with Father Wounds on lifeaudio.com. or wherever you get your podcasts.